The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
What is favor? What is favor? Favor simply means goodwill, approval, kind or helpful act, partiality, privilege received from someone. I come again. What is favor? It means goodwill, approval, or helpful act, partiality, privilege received from someone. What is great exploits? Great exploits means achievement beyond ordinary. Achieving something that is beyond the ordinary, or progress beyond human understanding. Progress beyond human understanding. It takes favor before man can enjoy exploits in life. If you are to achieve everything God wants you to achieve by your own struggle, man will struggle for so long. If you are to become what God has destined you to become only by the work of your hand, by your certificate or by your struggle, that man or woman will work so hard. Lack of favor has many consequences, which includes, amongst other things, poverty, frustration, delay, struggling, and many other things. When a man lacks favor, when a woman lacks favor, it's a life of continuous struggle. But for somebody here today, your day of favor has come in the name of Jesus. I say your day of favor has come in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 102 verse 13, it says, "And thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come." What does that scripture mean? It means that for somebody here today, the set time for your own favor is today in the name of Jesus. Looking through the Bible, almost everybody you can see who was great in the Bible is a product of favor. Esther was a product of favor. In Esther chapter 2 verse 15. Esther 2 verse 15. The Bible says Esther obtained favor. She obtained favor. Esther obtained favor. She obtained favor. Somebody will obtain favor here today. Somebody will obtain favor here today. You can see that in the last three lines. It said, "And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her." Today, as people look upon you, you will obtain their favor. Amen. Also in verse 17, Esther chapter 2 verse 17, Esther also obtained, "And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins." She obtained grace and favor in his sight. Today, in the sight of those that will help you, you will obtain favor. Amen. In the sight of those that will help you, you obtain favor. Amen. Job was also a product of favor. In Job chapter 10 verse 12, it says, "Thou hast granted me life and favor." You have granted me life. So everything that you can see in the life of Job was a product of favor. You have granted me life and you have granted me favor. Friends, it doesn't matter where you are from, you are the next that God will favor this morning. I say you are the next that God will favor this morning. Also, Daniel was a product of favor. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. The Bible says that Daniel was a product of favor. Now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the Enoch. He was a man who was able to obtain favor. He brought him into favor and tender love. That testimony will be repeated in your life this morning in Jesus' name. God will bring you into favor and tender love with those that will assist and help you. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. What distinguishes two Christians between them between one Christian and another is the level of favor on their lives. That's what makes the difference. Somebody had a BSc. Somebody also had a BSc. Somebody also went for master. Somebody, another person went for master. They even graduated the same time with the same grade. What will make a difference in the life of the two of them is the favor level that they possess. Somebody is here this morning. An extraordinary level of favor is going to locate you and your family. Mary, the mother of Jesus, did not also escape favor. In Luke 1 verse 28, the angel appeared to her and said, "Hail Mary, full of grace." That is, you are a woman that is full of grace. The grace of Lord is upon you. You have obtained favor. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou, hail, highly favored." Highly favored. Somebody is here this morning. You will not only be favored, you will be highly favored. So she was highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst the women. And on this Mother's Day, I want to pray for every mother and every woman in the house today. That amongst other women, you will be highly favored. I say, amongst other women, you will be highly favored. Let me hear your loudest amen. And of course, Jesus himself, our own Lord and Savior, was a man of favor. In Luke 2 verse 52, Luke chapter 2 verse 52, explaining about Jesus, said, "Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man." Jesus was a product of favor. Daniel, a product of favor. Abraham, a product of favor. Job, a product of favor. Esther, a product of favor. Mary, a product of favor. Friends, put your hand on your chest and say, in the name of Jesus, mention your name. Victor Oluwarotimikuporiji, I'm a product of favor. I'm a product of favor. I'm a product of favor. Quickly this morning, I'll be giving you seven keys about some keys. Keys to favor for exploits. What are the keys that can make me to enjoy favor? What do I need to do before I can obtain favor? Number one is seeking God. Only those that seek God obtain favor. In Matthew 6 verse 33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you." Matthew 6 33. So, every man or woman that desires favor, one thing you need in this life is to seek God. Many are seeking vanities. Many are seeking nonsense, so they lack favor. Talking about Naphtali in Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 23. Deuteronomy 33 verse 23, he said, "Oh Naphtali," and he said of Naphtali, "Oh Naphtali, satisfied with favor." Somebody is here this morning, God will satisfy you with favor. Amen. Satisfied with favor and filled with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Somebody is here, you not only possess the west and the south, you will possess the north and the east. Amen. You will possess everywhere in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will have dominion from sea to sea. You will have dominion from coast to coast. I can hear your loud amen this morning. I can hear your loud amen this morning. The more you seek God, the more favor seek you. The children of Israel were seeking other things until in Exodus chapter 3 from verse 7, they began to seek God. They began to cry to God. And all of a sudden, God appeared to favor them. And the Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry." Before that time, they didn't cry. Before that time, they didn't seek God. When they began to seek God, they began to obtain favor. Somebody is here today. As you begin to seek God, you begin to obtain favor. Yeah. The Bible says in verse 21, Exodus 3 verse 21 and 22. Exodus 3 verse 21 and 22. That, "And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians." Somebody is here this morning. God will give you favor in the sight of everybody that needs to favor you. "And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty handed." I say you will not go empty. You will not go empty. "But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold and raiments, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians." Somebody say mega favor. Big favor is locating me today. If you like, don't say your own. I've said my own already. Number two key to favor is seek good. The first one is seek God. The second one is seek good. Proverbs 11 verse 27. Proverbs 11 verse 27. "As many that seek good are those that can get favor. And he that diligently seek good procureth favor." Seeking the good of where you work. Seeking the good of your church. Seeking the good of your country. So there are some people in this country who are the ones destroying this country. They are the ones investing our money, so they are not seeking the good of this country. And those kind of people can never access favor. Their children can never access favor. Their grandchildren can never access favor. Why? Because they are not seeking the good. Anywhere you find yourself, seek the good of the land. If you are staying in somebody's house, seek the good of that house. If you are under a ministry, seek the good of that ministry. In Proverbs 12 verse 2, Proverbs 12 verse 2 also explains to us, a good man obtaineth favor. A man that seeks good, he obtains favor. You obtain favor today. Your family will obtain favor today. I want to give you an advice. Anywhere you find yourself, seek the good of where you are. Seek the good of where you are. Seek the good of the nation, of Nigeria. Be a contributor to the nation. Be a nation builder. Be one of the people that are building the nation, pushing the nation forward. If God gives you the capacity to start a business, employ as many people are employable. Bring them out of joblessness. Empower people. Seek the good of the land. Don't seek what the land can give to you. Seek what you can give to the land. Anywhere you find yourself, seek the good of the land. I pray for somebody here this morning that as you seek good of anywhere you find yourself, favor will seek you in the name of Jesus. I say favor will seek you in the name of Jesus. Favor will seek you in the name of Jesus. I remember a story of a man who was working in a particular organization and he wanted money to repair a car. And the person who was in charge of admin said, no, this car is not due for repair. So the driver, he got to work very early in the morning and he took salt, very thick quantity of salt inside water, and tiptoed to the engine of the car and opened it and poured the salt inside the engine. And then in the morning, when every driver went to the car to test their car, he said, my engine has not, what's going on? I told you yesterday. And he said, how could this happen? So they went to the CCTV and they saw one man doing like this. You know how slow motion always does things. Tiptoeing towards the engine with salt inside sachet and cup. Poured it inside water, mixed it small, thick salt, and poured it inside. Anywhere you find yourself, seek the good of the place. Such drivers never buy cars forever. That's why some people, they are drivers and they are drivers for life. Because the way they even press the accelerator of the engine of the car of their master, the car, as they are pressing the car, is saying, oh, they're right here, lie. Anywhere you find yourself, seek the good of the place so that you yourself can get that blessing and even much more. Number three, how do you secure favor? Number three, godly character. Joseph obtained favor through character. Character is what you are when nobody's there. And there are some characters that as a Christian we must not be found with us. Backbiting, cheating, pride, stealing. Anything that irritates God, anything that will make God unhappy with our character must be avoided if we seek favor. Favor comes to those who guide their character. Favor comes to those who take their character issue very, very serious. Character breakdown is favor breakdown. Character breakdown is favor breakdown. And you know, character affects every part of your life. Character affects your thinking. Bible says that he thinketh in his heart, so he is. So your character affects the way you think. Your character affects the way you behave. And your character affects the level of favor being attracted to you. So if you have a godly character, there is no way you will not be favored. And once you have a character that does not glorify God, there is no way that man or that woman will not lack God's favor. But for you and your family, you will never lack God's favor in Jesus' name. Bible says that Joseph obtained favor. He was a man of favor. He enjoyed a lot of favor as a direct result of his godly and goodly character. He was a man of character. Even inside the cell, he was favored. Somebody is here today. It doesn't matter where you are in life. You are going to soon assess God's favor. I said, soon you will assess God's favor. I said, soon you will assess God's favor. In the name of Jesus. Look at Joseph's character in Genesis 39 from verse 21. The Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now, why did God give him favor? Verse 22. The keeper of the prisons committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatever they did there was not to anything that was, praise the Lord. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was a doer of it. He was so committed that the person in charge of the prison handed over the prison to Joseph. Verse 23, the keeper of the prison looked not at anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. That which Joseph did, God made it to prosper. Somebody's here today. Everything you do, God will make it to prosper. So if you are, that's for a man, you are in the prison, you are walking, you are anywhere, make sure that your character glorifies God. Your character glorifies God. If you are a woman, your character must glorify God. God also speaking in 1 Peter chapter 3, chapter 1 to 6, explaining to us the importance of character. Also for a woman, in 1 Peter 3 verse 1 to 6. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1 through to verse 6. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may without the word be won by the conversation of your wives. That is, they are just seeing you speaking. Just your conversation. People are won to Christ. Your character becomes a character that glorifies God. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, your adorning, let it not be out of wearing of gold or putting of apparels, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Someone say hidden man of the heart. That is character. That's what the Bible is talking about. Ensure your character is not only in your dressing, in your good suit, or in your good skirt, but also ensure that your character is of the heart. Make sure that your heart is on point. Let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornaments of a meek, somebody say meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, while daughter, whose daughters you are, as long as you do. Now, all that place, what it's trying to talk about is that we should ensure that our character is so important. Not only our dressing is important, our heart, the condition of our heart and our conduct must glorify God if we want to assess favor. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Your character affects every part of your life. You can't dress like a street girl and end up as a palace queen. You can't talk like a street boy and end up in Aso Rock. Ensure that your character level is high enough to attract the kind of favor that you desire. Work on your character and you have signed up for favor. Number four, key to character is giving. Every giver is a candidate for favor. The more you give, the more you are favored. The more you give, the more you are favored. In Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25, there is he that scattereth, yet increaseth, that he that beholdeth more than his need, then yet he tendeth to penury. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. I never mentioned 15 at all. There is he that scattereth, yet increaseth, there is he that withholdeth more, that there is he that withholdeth more than his meat, he tendeth to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. What's that place saying? More you give, the more you assess favor. Every opportunity for you to give is an opportunity for you to take favor. Everyone that gives you an opportunity to give to him or her or to any organization or any system is an opportunity for you to assess favor. Solomon was so favored in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 to 5. Solomon was so favored that he killed 1,000 burnt offering to God in one night. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burned incense in high places. And the Lord went to Gibeon, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place, 1,000 burnt offering the Solomon offered. That is, one night this man gave God 1,000 burnt offerings in one night. No wonder he was so favored. But that was so, still small compared to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 5. This same man gave God 22,000 oxen. 22,000. The first one was 1,000. The next one was 22,000. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 5. 7 verse 5. 2 Chronicles. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 of oxen to God. The first one in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 to 5 is 1,000. The next one is 22,000. No wonder he never lacked favor. He was so favored by God that it was too much. People had to come and envy him. From today, even as you become a giver, I decree in the name of Jesus that people will begin to envy you in Jesus' name. You can give yourself into favor for anything. For example, Abraham in Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1 to 11, they gave till they God had to give them children because they favored strangers. Genesis 18 from verse 1 to 11. And the Lord appeared unto him. Can you take it one by one? Don't put 1 to 11. Just in case I don't want to get to the 11. So that you don't get confused. Just go to verse 1 first and then you go like that. So remove. Okay, good. God bless you. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked. And lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them. These were strangers. He saw strangers. And he ran to meet them. Not people that he knew before. He ran to meet strangers. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door. And he bowed himself towards the ground to greet strangers. Character now. Character. Okay. And he said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy tent. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet. He washed their feet. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. And after that, ye pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent, unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes upon the earth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good, not the blind one, not the one that is lame. Not that one. The one that is very fat. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk. And the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they did eat. He sat with them. He was encouraging them as they eat. He was cracking jokes with them as they eat. What a man. He gave with the whole of his heart. And the Bible says, after this man had eaten, next, let's go now. And they said unto him, God will speak unto you today. Where is Sarah? The question, who told them that Sarah is his wife? Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? Go back, please. And he said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. Yes. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. That before that time, they had been looking for a child for a long time. What that means is that you can use giving to obtain your blessing. You can obtain favor through your giving lifestyle. and your life can change. And when you go to Genesis 21 verse 1 to 3, you see that actually Sarah conceived and she had that child. Genesis 21, and Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Yes. And for Sarah conceived, and she bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Your Isaac will be born today. Your Isaac will be born today. If you are seeking favor, the question is, who are you giving to? If your desire is favor, giving is a non-transferable responsibility. Giving is a non-transferable responsibility. The more you give in 1 Peter 4, verse 9 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9, all through to verse 10. Say, use hospitality to one another. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man had received the gift, even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As good stewards of the favor of God. So, you make sure that you are an hospitable person if you really want favor. If you, the Shunammite woman obtained favor by just favoring the man of God. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, this woman was a woman who had no child. And she saw the man of God, Elisha, going, and she called him in and gave him food. And it fell on that day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great man, and she constrained him, she forced him practically, come to our house to eat. You must come to our house to eat. I can see that you're a man of God. Come to our house to eat. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in Tita to eat. Our food was so sweet that every time the man of God traveled through that place, he will always branch and say, let me eat something here. And she said unto her husband, good wife, and she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, a stool and a candlestick. Yeah, those are all pastor's instruments for reading and all. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. That every time we want him to be coming, let us make him comfortable. And it fell on that day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. But he couldn't rest. He said, this woman is a giver. This woman is not she's not a stingy person. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say unto her, behold, thou had been careful for this. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou had been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? That is asking her, what can I do for you? What do you want? Why are you doing all these things? What exactly do I want? Do you want? Next verse. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she had said no, she had no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. This testimony will be repeated in somebody's life in Jesus' name. Favor is not difficult. Favor is only for those that give. If you know how to give, you will not lack God's favor. You will not lack man's favor. Anywhere you have an opportunity to give is an opportunity for favor to locate your life and your family. And for somebody here today, I decree that the favor will locate you in Jesus' name. Number five key to favor for exploits is faithful stewardship. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. Anywhere you find faithfulness, anywhere you find faithfulness, you will find favor. If you are employed in a place and you are so faithful, your boss will favor you. They will go out of their way to promote you. They will go out of their way to lift you. Favor is a direct product of faithfulness. You can't grow in favor beyond the level of your faithfulness. If you are working in a place and maybe you are trusting God to start something of your own, maybe in the nearest future, and you say, I want to conserve my energy till I start my own business. I want to reserve my idea. Anybody who has not produced idea to help other people's organization to grow can't generate an idea to help himself to grow. You have not tested idea generation before. How do you want it to prosper? Anywhere you find yourself, pour yourself into that organization. So much so that years to come, they will never forget you as a direct result of your input in that system. Look at a man like Nehemiah. He was so loyal that he was so faithful that the king saw that he was unhappy. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4 to 9, the king said, what's wrong? He said, I want to go and build the wall that is broken down. And he said, I'll give you everything you need. Why? Because Nehemiah was a faithful steward. Nehemiah was a faithful steward. Also, looking at a man like David. David was a faithful boy. Out of all the sons of his father, all the others were busy enjoying, maybe having a party or party. They were having a party. They were having fun. This boy was in the field taking care of his father's sheep. And the Bible says in 1 Kings, 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 1, that God speaking to Samuel about Saul, said, why, how long will you mourn over Saul? I have rejected him. I have appointed for myself another king in the house of Jesse. Fill your horns and move now to the house of Jesse. I have appointed somebody else. And as he went there, the Bible says, all the sons begin to walk in front of Prophet Samuel. Eliab, Shammah, and all the other children walked. God said, I've rejected these ones. Their heart is not right. Their heart is not right. They don't know what is called faithfulness. They don't know how to attract favor. They don't know how to get favor. Say, is this all your children? Are these all the children that you have? He said, actually, there is yet one more. He's in the bush. He's in the bush. He's faithful. He's in the bush. That one doesn't bother to be in the house. He's always working. Very hard working. Always on point. Always on his assignment. He said, we will not sit down until that one boy comes here. We will not sit down. We will not rest until that one boy who is faithful is here. And the Bible said they sent for him. And immediately he entered. God said, this is the boy. And they poured oil upon him instantly. The oil of favor. I want to advise you this morning. Anywhere you find yourself, make sure that the sickle of faithfulness is added to your task. Your salary notwithstanding. Your job description notwithstanding. Anywhere, let them be asking, which church do you attend? Your faithfulness level is very high. Your faithfulness level is very high. That is, you are not working because the boss is around. There are some people when the boss is around, they can work from now till tomorrow. Once the boss is not around, they remove their shoes, they put on the music and they are dancing in the office. Grace for faithfulness comes for somebody here this morning in Jesus' name. As David was singled out because of faithfulness, you are the next that will be singled out. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. I always tell people, you can't tell me that an assignment you gave to me, I didn't do it up to standard. You can only say I overdid that assignment. You can't say that thing you told me to do, I didn't do it. It's impossible. You can only say it's too much. You have gone beyond what I told you to do. You can say that one, but to say I didn't do it, impossible. Why? The sickle of faithfulness, the seed of faithfulness, is there always. Number six, how do I assess favor? You can assess favor also from marriage. In Proverbs 18 verse 22, the Bible says that he that findeth a wife, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. One of the major areas that favor comes to the man. Now, men, listen to me here this morning. One of the major areas that favor connects with your life is as a result of your marriage. Women are favor carriers. They are favor containers. Your relationship with your own wife is an automatic ticket to endless favor. Hello? Hello. That's why men must be careful. You must be careful the way you treat your wife. Turning your wife to a punching bag is to squeeze your life off favor frequency. Denying your wife of what will make her to be able to be comfortable with her children, and you are living in largesse. You are living in flamboyance. Makes you to lack. That's why some men, they are doing so well, all of a sudden they are like nobody. They were doing so well, and all of a sudden, after doing so well, the success enters their head and they forget where they are coming from. Friends, don't ever forget your root. Don't forget where you came from. It will keep you very humble. Your marriage, once it's done, and that's why we always advise the young people to do proper wedding, proper marriage, so that you can carry on with favor. You can assess favor. Don't be somebody they just see on the street, they just pick you up, they just carry you inside the bedroom, switch up the light, bah, 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 before you know it, you are pregnant. Then you, that one doesn't, it doesn't bring favor. It doesn't bring favor. But when you do it right, someone say, do it right. When you do it right, you obtain favor. You assess favor. You receive favor. From today, every marriage represented here will never lack God's favor. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen. If you're a woman here today and your husband is not receiving favor, you have to pray. Oh, you have to pray very well, because your joining with your husband is the ticket for his favor. You should be favored. And every man here today, if your wife is not being favored and you are married to her, then you must pray. I mean, it's a two-way thing. Both of you must be moving higher and higher. There is no marriage here today that we crash in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number 7, key to favor is righteousness. Righteousness. In Psalms 5 verse 12, the Bible says, thou will bless the righteous, with favor will thou encompass him as with a shield. That is, God will bless the righteous man and fill him or her with favor. Anywhere there is continuous sin, there is favor deficiency. Sin sinks the boat of favor in the life of a man. The work of sin is to ensure that there is holes in the boat of a man of favor. Sin brings holes. Stealing, one hole. Lying, one hole. Cheating, one hole. Anger, I will kill you. Or you don't even talk. Those people can be angry and you might not talk. Like you're angry inside. That's also a sin. Bitterness. You are just bitter inside. All these things, they make you lack favor. They make you lack favor. They make you lack favor. Anywhere there is sin, it sinks the ship of favor. My call to you this morning is to leave sin alone so that favor can come. Leave sin alone. Leave sin alone. Push it away. Say no to it. You have the capacity to say no to it. You have the capacity to say no, 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 no. I'm not going to this. I'm not going to drink again. Enough is enough. I can drink again. Enough is enough. Enough. I have drunk. And I've had enough of the devil and his nonsense. And you walk out on him. For somebody here this morning, grace for endless favor is coming for you and your family. Grace to say no to sin permanently comes for you in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081 086 7878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.